My books. Formation of the Heart. Children's books ideally feature two narrative levels, one for children and one for adult readers. That way, everyone gains something. That a message can also be conveyed through this detour is an underestimated anomaly in the realm of adult heart formation. Presently, we are teetering along a rather significant precipice. People lacking any sense of responsibility for future generations have brought us to this point. It's as if they and we don't want to learn anything. Yet, we should know better, because even we read The Animal's Conference by Erich Kästner when we were young. The book was published shortly after World War II. In this story, it's the animals who know better than the humans. They set out to save themselves and the human children because the adults can't manage it during their own conference. Instead, they shut their eyes tight and continue as before. Does that sound familiar to you in any way? Erich Kästner's classic just made its way onto my youngest child's reading list for a good reason. Children grasp far more about the world than we assume. This was true for us at the age as well. We too witnessed a lot that we couldn't comprehend because we didn't understand the adult world. How could we? War, destruction and death follow a logic that no one can truly understand. Interestingly, what immediately struck my child was the unedited vocabulary in the book, written in the spirit of the 1940s. The child pointed at the N-word in the text and shook the head. "That's not okay, Mom." I could only agree. Yet the book is a manifesto for peace and a redesign of how we live together. Sometimes aspiration and human abyss lie close together. It wasn't solely intended for children back then, as the original bears the subtitle, A Book for Children and Those in the Know, like we should know what the world is actually about as those in the know. However, the older I get, the less I understand. Why do people inflict such terrible things on each other? There are already two subsequent generations after me, and I'm not even old. These generations read the same books I've read, hear the same stories, and come to the same conclusion, that this cannot continue. Do we need new stories, or do we just need to quote the old ones often enough? Because the new people are already here, and they read, and they see, and they know, and they don't want to make the same mistakes as we did.